Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Playtech Q1 Interim Management Statement Analyst Conference Call on the 25th of April, 2013. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Mor Weizer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everybody. Thank you all for joining us on this analyst conference call to review Playtech's 2013 first quarter performance. I'm Mor Weizer, Chief Executive Officer, and with me is our Chief Financial Officer, Ron Hoffman. Before I talk about our strategic and operational achievements this quarter, Ron will run through the numbers.
Thank you, Mor, and good morning, everyone. I am pleased to report that overall Q1 trading was in line with the trading update provided at the time of the annual results. Gross income for the quarter of 102.5 million euros was up 16% over the first quarter last year and 4% over the fourth quarter of 2012. Total revenues was 87.5 million euros, up 16% on prior year and 4% on quarter four. Wilhelmil Online contributed 15 million euros in share of profit, up 13% on the comparable quarter and in line with the fourth quarter. In addition, we will be entitled to our share of profit in respect of the first 2 weeks of April prior to the completion of the sale. Turning to revenue by product vertical, casino was up 28% of the comparable period last year and up 6% on the fourth quarter. This is mainly driven by growth in live casino, branded games, and mobile, and further complemented by the introduction of slots in Italy in the beginning of December. Services were up 2% over Q1 2012 and down 3% compared to the fourth quarter. This decrease was mainly as a result of Wilhelmil taking over a dedicated team in the Philippines, operated by Playtech until such time that it was transferred to their direct ownership. This service contributed marginal profits to Playtech and the completion of the transfer in Q4, while affecting the services revenue line item at approximately 6 million euros annually, has only a marginal effect on EBITDA. Excluding the effect of this transfer, services revenue were up 8% on Q1 last year and up 2% compared to last quarter. Bingo continues to grow, up 9% on a year ago and 1% on the fourth quarter, driven by both the launch of Gala Coral at the beginning of Q4 2012 and organic growth, and was offset by the weakening of the sterling exchange rate compared to our reporting currency. In addition, there is seasonality effect as Q4 promotions were not repeated in Q1 2013. For the first time, we are splitting out a new product category of sports revenue, as it has now become a significant line item previously recorded under other revenues. Currently, this is mainly Mobenga's mobile sports revenue, which has grown significantly, but also benefited from the combination of the Cheltenham impact and certain setup fees charged in the quarter. Sports also includes revenues from our Geniality sports product, which is now beginning to gain traction and is now deployed in 3 licensees. Sports revenues grew 128% over the first quarter of 2012 and up 41% over the fourth quarter. We continue to work hard against the backdrop of a difficult poker market, and I'm pleased to report that poker revenues were up 9% over the fourth quarter, benefiting from recently introduced new licensees, including Betclic Everest, Betfair, and Unibet in France. Videobet continues its growth in both the U.K. and the international market, increasing the number of terminals, which is expected to reflect growth in upcoming quarters. Underlying revenues are in line with Q4 2012. However, the reported decrease of 12% is due to both the weakening of the sterling and certain one-off charges recorded in Q4. Now turning to our cash position. We finished the quarter with cash balances of 123 million euros and had utilized 66.4 million euros of our existing facilities. This cash position has subsequently been significantly increased as we received the consideration from the sale of our stake in William Hill Online of approximately £424 million. We remain a highly cash generative business and strong cash conversion from adjusted EBITDA. With respect to cash commitments, the second tranche of the accelerated PTTS consideration of €35 million was paid during the first quarter, and the further €35 million is to be paid in July this year, to be followed by a final payment of €28 million in January 2014. Looking at current trading, daily average revenues over the first 24 days of April were up over 10% over Q2 2012 and in line with Q1 2013, as expected in what is traditionally a slower quarter. I will now hand back to Mor.
Thank you, Ron. I'd now like to address the business highlights and strategic actions taken in the last quarter and how the company is positioned to continue its growth. Following an outstanding 2012, we made further progress over the first quarter by executing our strategy and further establishing Playtech as the supplier of choice in regulated markets. Various licenses launched towards the end of last year and started generating significant revenues for the company in the first quarter of this year. At the same time, we have signed additional landmark agreements that will become the building blocks for future growth in 2013 and 2014, and launched various products and new operators that started contributing to our revenues. As indicated to the market earlier this year, Betfair commenced its migration onto the iPoker network, which is due to be completed at the end of the second quarter, and also launched on Virtue Fusion's Bingo network. Our live product, which has been a contributor to increased casino revenues, was enhanced by the launch of live gaming in Spain in partnership with Casino Gran Madrid. In addition, I'm extremely happy to announce that in the last few days, Paddy Power has successfully migrated its live gaming activity onto Playtech's live gaming platform, and it has shown good progress since migration. This contract provides Paddy Power with access to a new advanced live gaming system, as well as access to a dedicated, fully branded live gaming facility, maximizing the player experience. Live gaming is one of the fastest growing elements of our casino activity, and Playtech has focused in the last few quarters on further developing its market-leading live gaming solution, strengthening our leading position in the live gaming space. We are confident that Paddy Power will make a significant contribution to our revenues generated from live gaming in the future, and we are in discussions with a number of additional licensees that are interested in our live gaming product. Mobile remains a core focus for the company, as many operators are experiencing extraordinary progress, not only in mobile sports betting, but also their mobile gaming activities that quickly catches up with their mobile sports betting initiatives. Our investment into mobile, including the mobile hub, is seeing excellent results, evidenced by the growth in both our sports segment, which is driven by the growth of Mobenga, as well as casino, live casino, and bingo. The company continues with its rollout plan of its market-leading mobile products. Mobenga is going from strength to strength, having added and launched more licenses throughout the quarter. In connection with this, in addition to Ladbrokes opting to use Mobenga as part of its mobile sports betting offering, Betfair launched mobile casino and mobile live casino, and in collaboration with Playtech, plans to offer a comprehensive mobile offering covering all product verticals by 2014. In addition, Sky launched its mobile bingo app on Apple iOS, which is performing well together with web-based bingo and an Android app as well. Now, turning to some of the themes that I talked about last month at our year-end results presentation. Firstly, I'm pleased to announce that poker revenues are up 9% on the first quarter of 2013. The addition of other licensees, such as Gala Coral and BetClick Everest, coupled with the enhanced liquidity program, ensure a more balanced environment for our licensees and their players, and strengthen our position as the leading poker network that will attract additional licensees. The positive momentum seen at the end of the fourth quarter has continued into the first quarter, with completion of the Betfair migration approaching and additional licensees scheduled to join later in the year, further reiterating the unique position the company holds in the poker space. Genetis' pipeline for future revenues has been further strengthened by the interest from a number of licensees, and a number of licensees that have signed with the company are expected to launch later this year. As I mentioned last month, in 2013, Playtech would be focusing on both its lottery and sports betting verticals. We see our newly developed sports product as the most sophisticated, flexible and advanced system in the market, and a highly attractive best-of-breed proposition, and I believe it is beginning to gain traction as operators shift to a supplier that can provide a highly competitive sports platform. Other leading product verticals, the best back-end support program, and highly effective affiliate marketing services. Turning to William Hill Online, we are pleased to note another strong performance over the quarter. While this will be the last report of a full quarter's worth of share of profit, as we recorded our share of profit until mid-April, we continue to supply the business with software on a revenue share basis, and we'll be pleased to see William Hill Online continue its upward trajectory. I'm sure by now that you are all aware of the landmark software and marketing advisory services agreements we signed with Ladbrokes. We will begin to see revenues from this contract towards the end of the year, and this is a major growth driver for 2014 and beyond. The software agreement is one of our most comprehensive software agreements and includes Playtech's entire product suite as well as the infrastructure for the entire digital business, and we expect Ladbrokes to become one of Playtech's top licensees as soon as it migrates its business from its current suppliers. According to the agreement, the product will be launched in a phased manner, with the first to be launched in the coming quarters, followed by others. In addition, Playtech will provide marketing advisory services that will boost Ladbrokes' digital business performance following the restructuring, reorganization, and integration phase, and we are confident of the ongoing recurring royalty revenues as well as the high returns as Ladbrokes grows its digital business. This landmark agreement with Ladbrokes reiterates Playtech's unique position and its ability and flexibility to tailor a solution that addresses operators' specific needs. It also reiterates the importance of PTTS to our overall strategy in regulated and soon-to-be-regulated markets, where Playtech is able to further strengthen its position through the combination of software and services. Our investments into regulated markets are paying off as we further established ourselves in the Italian market ahead of the new legislation allowing slots in this market. Playtech was the first supplier to introduce slots, and our licensees, amongst which are some of the largest and most well-established operators in Italy, enjoyed growth as soon as we launched the slots, which complemented their activities in other areas of the business. Our licensees in Spain continue to grow, and we have recently entered into an agreement with Gran Casino Madrid, as part of which Playtech now offers its leading live gaming product from the Casino Gran Madrid premises in according with the local rules and regulations. The JV with Gauselmann has obtained licenses in Schleswig-Holstein, and we are in advanced discussions with our partners as to the date the JV will start its operations. We also made significant progress in various additional soon-to-be-regulated markets and expect to take advantage of our position in Europe and elsewhere. As we move into 2013, we are very pleased with the financial results to date. Despite seasonality factors, this was the eighth period in a row that we've achieved quarter-on-quarter revenue growth, excluding William Hill. And when comparing quarterly revenue performance on an annual basis, we've achieved double-digit growth. We are comfortable with current consensus and market expectations and are confident there will be further momentum for the remainder of 2013 and beyond as we put in place additional building blocks for further future growth. With respect to the cash we received last week from William Hill and our normal business cash resources, the company remains very cash generative as we grow our core B2B business, and we now have a lot of firepower to accelerate our growth even further. I would like at this time to give a broad outline of our intentions. Firstly, we have demonstrated a track record in buying businesses that are extremely accretive to our shareholders, and we will continue making earnings-enhancing bolt-on acquisitions to reinforce our current product and content offering, or provide new products to add value to our existing portfolio and leverage our distribution platform. We recognize that the proceeds from the sale of our stake in William Hill Online represent an opportunity to make a strategic investment to take Playtech to the next level, seeking to leverage our own core key expertise. I'm happy to say that we are currently assessing a number of potentially exciting opportunities. Naturally, we will continue to look to form additional joint ventures or other partnerships where we believe we can add value and drive growth. Finally, in addition to assessing such opportunities, we are also in the process of consulting our shareholders with respect to potential returns. As indicated this morning, I'm pleased to say that in view of the company's performance year to date, the board is committed to paying this year's interim dividend at or above the level that we declared last year during the interims. We would be glad to take any questions you may have now.
I think we're ready for questions now.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. The first question comes from Michael Campbell from Daniel Stewart. Please go ahead with your question.
Good morning, gents. I've got a number of questions, actually. Perhaps we can start with the first one and just perhaps take them one by one. Now, there's been a lot of speculation recently with regards to a special dividend. Could you just clarify your position on that?
Definitely. As we indicated earlier, we just received the money from William Hill last week. Definitely planning ahead in the last few months, we have been looking at and identifying potential opportunities for the company. We have a lot of firepower now, and we see and identify and in the process of assessing some exciting opportunities for the company. Having that will take it to the next level, obviously. At the same time, we just concluded a long roadshow during which we consulted and we are still consulting with certain shareholders with regards to their expectations, regards to the return to shareholders following the William Hill proceeds. And we definitely, given the exciting opportunities that lay ahead of us, taking the advice, following the consultation with the consulting of our shareholders, we will make a decision in the near future. In the meantime, given the strong performance in the first quarter, the momentum Since the beginning of the year so far, the board is committed to paying the dividend, the interim dividend, at above the same level of the dividend that we declared last year at the interim, which I think sends a strong message to our shareholders with regard to the performance of the company and definitely return to shareholders going forward.
Okay, thanks. Then on sports, obviously that's grown really strongly now. Can you give us a feel for what the split is between Mbenga and United?
Yes, of course. Obviously, on the sports area, Genaiti has basically just started practically with the launch of three licensees. So the contribution in Q1 is still marginal. When we look at the revenues, most of them are coming from Mbenga, and that business is significantly growing. Just as a general number, Genaiti is still less than 1 million is in the quarter with respect to the sports revenue. It is just the beginning, but we believe it will gain significant traction in going forward. The rest of it is pretty much all Mbenga.
Okay, thanks. And then just onto casino, there's some strong growth there as well. How much of that growth is mobile, and how much of that growth comes out of Italy?
With respect to Italy has shown us casino in Italy or casino activity in Italy. We have seen growth of approximately, I would say, incremental revenues for 2013 around 3 million. That's the current run rate. With respect to mobile, we do see a significant growth, definitely. It grew by 30% over mobile in Q4. And basically almost five times more than it was last year. I think right now the run rate that we see on mobile casino is around 10 million, and I believe it will continue to grow.
Okay, great. And then just on current trading, that's up over 10%. Can you give us a broad feel for product split there? Any particular areas which are stronger than others?
Yes, I think current trading was affected by a variety of things. First of all, in Q1, obviously it was a very strong quarter, and Q2 is traditionally a slower quarter by definition. We've seen exactly the same trends last year, where we reported pretty much the same current trading. I would say casino is slightly up, poker and bingo slightly down. Again, this is only marginally at this point. Mbenga, due to the fact that it has Cheltenham in Q1 and some one-off setup fees, as I said earlier, there is a slight decrease in April, but again, this only because of the one-offs in Cheltenham. We believe it will continue to grow, and there is a significant pipeline there. We don't see any areas of concern, honestly. It's pretty balanced at this point, pretty much in line with what we had in
Okay, thanks. And then the final question, with Gazelman in Germany, when you launch with Gazelman, are you going to be launching Mbenga and Genaiti, or are you doing both?
Yes, definitely. We obtained the license for sports betting and casino, and definitely once we start, the intention is to offer both and a comprehensive solution that will be highly attractive to players.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Simon Davis from Canaccord. Please go ahead with your question.
Morning, guys. Can I ask three questions, please? Firstly, in terms of live casino, can you quantify how big that is, i.e. percentage of casino revenues coming from live and the kind of growth rates that you're seeing there? Secondly, you talked about some new license wins for Genaiti. Are you able to name any of those? And finally, just on progress at Gauselmann, can you give us any feel for likely launch date, i.e. is it going to be during the course of 2013?
Yes, of course. So first question on live. Live is approximately 15% of our casino activity currently, and it is continuing to grow, historically grown slightly faster than the casino activity altogether. So definitely a growth driver with the contribution of the Paddy Live agreement that was basically just signed. It will continue to grow, and it will be a significant contribution to this revenue line item. As for Genetti, we can't name the companies as of yet, but we are happy to say that we have three operators launched, and we have various other licensees that already signed that we believe will become significant for our sports, Genetti-related sports revenues. We will obviously update the market in due course, but the projects are already underway. So we are very confident that Genetti is gaining traction, and we will see very positive momentum from Genetti going forward in the coming quarters. As for Gauselmann, subject to the regulatory framework and the regulatory environment in Germany and Schleswig-Holstein in particular, we are in discussions exactly what should be the date. We believe that it will be, if no change in the regulatory environment, that it will happen in 2013.
And are you applying for a sports license from the 15 states? Are you applying for a sports license from the 15 under the state pact, i.e. not Schleswig-Holstein, but the other states?
This is something. This is obviously something that is being discussed currently with our partners. No final decision has been yet made.
Great. Thank you.
Once again, if any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. The next question comes from Gavin Kelleher from Goodbody Capital Markets. Please go ahead with your question.
Morning, guys. Just a few from me. In terms of services, previously, I think it was the Q4 numbers, you had noted January revenues being down because of high roller or kind of big jackpot wins by players. Was that an additional headwind as well as this change of the Philippines contract to William Hill? And how would you see services perform for the rest of the year in terms of growth, considering all of that? And then maybe on poker, what sort of rate of growth year on year should we expect in poker? When can that return to year on year growth?
Yeah, with respect to PDTS, in January we did experience some payout ratio differences. It was just the beginning of the month back then. It quickly turned around and continued to see growth. In addition to that, at the end of Q4, William Hill have decided to basically take over the dedicated team. It was never a business model from our side. It was complementary to the JV, basically just a technical assistant to the JV. It was always intended at some point to be taken over by William Hill. It was just a matter of time. It was done later rather than sooner. We never generated significant profit from this. But basically, yes, it does affect the top line, and therefore it will affect the reported growth. And as I said, if you exclude this effect, I think PDTS experienced a nice growth, which I believe is even higher than what we've expected.
Okay, and how do you expect that to continue? Like, what should we have in for services for the rest of the year, Ron?
I believe if we put that aside, the effect of this revenue stream coming out, if you put that aside, I believe to be conservative that an overall 5% growth year on year is definitely achievable. It's definitely a growing business, as I said, as you see on the like for like. I think 5% to be conservative is reasonable.
Okay. And in terms of poker, which quarter would you expect that to return to year-on-year growth? When would that be likely?
I think this is somewhat hard to say. Obviously, we had a 9% increase on the back of new customers, on the back of Betfair, of BetClick Everest, of Unibet. We do think these licenses will continue to grow, but it's still a very difficult market. We still see that for operators, as the player value is significantly lower than other products, they are still more keen in investing in other areas. Hard to say when it will actually reverse over, become a growth over last year, but the trends are there. And, you know, other than with respect to the coming seasonality of this, the next two quarters, the Q2 and Q3, we believe we will continue to see growth in that product line.
Okay.
Yeah, we do see some growth opportunities from some licensees. So, for example, Betfair just, is in the midst of the migration onto the iPoker network. Obviously, the contribution from certain poker operators last year was very marginal, and their contribution will be made this year. Ladbrokes will obviously move across their business, which is a significant, which will bring significant liquidity with it towards the end of this year. So definitely we position ourselves. We are not just only reliant on the growth of certain operators that are obviously operating in a very competitive market. We have put and we have certain initiatives to boost that through additional licensees that we expect to migrate onto the iPoker network. And I think that there is a big headwind for the iPoker network now that we build up the liquidity pool with all of those licensees moving across to our platform and the liquidity program that we put in place.
Okay. And just one final question for me. Just in terms of you've said you've consulted and you're still consulting with shareholders. And what sort of time frame? You said in the near term you'd get back about a potential capital return. Would we be thinking about the interim results in August, or maybe before that we could hear about it?
This is obviously for the board to decide. We want to give our shareholders the certainty that they would like to have. We are assessing some exciting opportunities, so definitely as we assess those, we will clarify to the market. We do understand that there are expectations in the market that we clarify our position, and it does not go unnoticed by our board. This is something that is discussed on a continuous basis, and the intention is to clarify sooner rather than later. When exactly, obviously, we have certain announcements and certain events coming in the coming few months, and obviously it gives us a good opportunity to discuss it, assess further, consult with our shareholders further, assess these exciting opportunities, and make a decision to clarify and give certainty to our shareholders, but definitely there is an upside for them.
Thanks very much, Ron. Thanks very much, Mor.
Thank you.
Once again, if any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. The next question comes from Mr. Carter from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, Mor, can you just explain some of the comments you made with regard to the Ladbrokes marketing advisory services? Will there be any cost associated with that? And can you just explain how Playtech is remunerated? Is it all through the profit share? So will there be actual build-up of costs associated with executing this, and then you'll earn the actual profit, you'll earn sort of the revenue via the profit share?
Yes, definitely. When we acquired PTTS, maybe I'll just give a little bit of background to explain to better explain that. When we acquired PTTS, we gained access to the IP of the best practices of operating in online gaming businesses, as well as access to the best marketing methodologies. Marketing, when I refer to marketing, I refer to proactive marketing initiatives, as well as proactive customer support and VIP management. As part of the marketing advisory services that we will provide Ladbrokes is basically providing them with all of those best practices. They bought a team of professionals that are well experienced using these methodologies. Obviously, they couldn't just acquire these assets and use the methodologies because the methodologies and the IP belongs to Playtech. All of these, the access to the systems that are being used by PTTS and certain and all of these methodologies will be shared with them. It will be done by providing certain professionals from PTTS that will transfer the knowledge and the methodologies to them. So I would say that the cost associated with that is limited.
The way we will be remunerated is that we set the base EBITDA as the EBITDA of 2012 with some adjustments that are not very significant. They take into account certain things within Lad Group's digital business, certain markets that they operate in, for example. But in general, in principle, it's the 2012 EBITDA number, broadly the 2012 EBITDA number that will become, that is the base EBITDA that was determined as the base EBITDA. In 2017, we will measure the EBITDA, and any uplift will be multiplied by the multiple of Ladbrokes at that time in 2017, and then by 27.5%. And this will be our remuneration. Should we hit an uplift of 35, 70, or 100 throughout the course of the next few years before 2017, we will apply the same formula at that time, at that year, that we will hit the 35 and or the 70 and or the 100, we will apply the same formula and we will get 75% of the outcome of the result of that in cash, which will be non-refundable. The remaining 25% will remain as an outstanding amount that will be settled in 2017.
Okay, so basically, we're not to assume any major step-up in costs in PTTS because of this transaction?
No.
Okay.
The answer is no.
Okay. Secondly, you spent about 95% of the call talking about Europe and all these new contracts you're signing, yet most of the growth has been coming from Asia, so I can't quite square. There's been nothing spoken about so far in Asia. So, I mean, can you talk a little bit about what's going on in Asia, and is this going to continue to be the key driver of the business? Where do you actually see Asian revenue as a percentage of the overall group revenue sort of settling in the near term?
Yeah, hi Richard. First of all, a point of clarification, it's Asia Pacific. It includes also revenues from Australia, which are Mobenga revenues, and a lot of the growth that Mobenga generated from licensees in Australia is recorded under this line item. So not so much Asia, but Asia Pacific. In addition to that, you know, the growth that that you see in percentage from Asia compared to Europe is also affected by this, you know, the taking over of William Hill of the this, you know, the revenue stream that we generated from William Hill last year, which was basically all Europe. And now this this 6 million euro in annual run rate is basically decreased, and therefore the balance of it is that the revenue grew slightly more than Asia. In addition to that, I would say that the Asian market is still growing, and I think if you look at any research out in the market, Asia is a growing market altogether, perhaps even slightly growing more than Europe, and we do experience an organic growth there on top of that.
Yes, maybe worth just further elaborating on that, Richard. There are a lot of initiatives that are being put in place in regulated markets. Ladbrokes is just one example, and we have the JV with Gautelman. And I'm happy to say that there are some other similar opportunities in other jurisdictions throughout Europe, as Europe continually regulate online gaming across various jurisdictions. Now, obviously, we have a broad base of licensees in Europe, and this is where a lot of the growth still comes from. Asia, we see an opportunity in Asia, as some markets indicated that they will regulate online gaming, or in the process, or in some markets, it's even fully regulated. If you look at our 2012 accounts, you will notice that Playtech partner with one of the most significant operators that operate in under a local license, a national license in the Philippines, and Playtech will provide them with software which will be fully regulated, quality of earnings coming from the country. At the same time, certain activities in Asia are done by various, I would say, European customers of Playtech that are interested in further developing themselves in Asia ahead of these regulations. And obviously this is not restricted to that as well. There are obviously other parts of the world that are of great interest to Playtech as markets regulate, not least in Latin America, where we established ourselves for just as one example I will give with Caliente in Mexico, and we intend to do the same in other markets. And not least, obviously, we monitor closely the developments in the U.S. U.S. is obviously is part of our regulated market, our focus on regulated market strategy, and definitely we see upside there as well. So altogether, if I think about the overall picture for Playtech, there are a lot of upsides for the company in regulated and soon to be regulated markets.
Thank you, sir. There appear to be no further questions. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, everybody, and have a nice, enjoyable, sunny day.
This concludes the Playtech Q1 Interim Management Statement Analyst Conference Call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.